don't have to tell you that today is Election Day, a very stressful, anxiety-ridden day for many people. We are trying our best here, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show, to focus on positive things that could come out of it and try to get past the obvious division in America.
I'm going to be honest here. In my opinion, I think a good portion of the fighting is a small group of people that get amplified because negative always gets amplified. I think for the most part, the average person is a good person. And unfortunately, the way that we get inundated with the negative, it pushes people into camps of, I just don't even want to step outside what I think anymore. And if we all just came together and actually stopped looking for a fight and stopped looking for somebody to agree with you or disagree with you, and we could just be friends, that could happen. And John has a great example of this.
So my buddy John is on the phone with us right now. Morning, John.
Morning.
John, what do we agree with politically?
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Right.
John, how are we friends? Because today in America, if you don't believe what I believe, you're an a**. So how are we friends?
Because that's not what friendship's based on. You know, friends are, we grew up in the same area of the country, so we have some common interests. We became friends and you moved here through another friend. You know, we have hobbies and things we do. I'm a Cubs fan, you're not, but we're both Bears fans. You know, there's so many other things in the world to focus on. I refuse to let politics destroy friendships.
I'm so glad that you came on to chat with us, John, because this is so true. You know, we've moved away from, if you remember what debate used to be, you know. Right. Debate used to be, I'm going to share my points of view, then somebody else shares their points of view. We talk about both sides. If we can't come to agreement, that's cool. Not a big deal. That's the avenue of it. You know, that's what we're supposed to be doing in college, is we're supposed to be learning how to hear other opinions and not slam somebody for them.
But we're not.
But listen to them.
But we're not, unfortunately. And not only friendships are being destroyed, families are being destroyed because, God forbid, you've got a different point of view. I get it. I get being frustrated with somebody that clearly is not vibing with you. I get that frustration, but to destroy a relationship, and I'm not trying to be all holier than thou. I'm not a perfect person. John's not a perfect person. I mean, he's a Cubs fan, for God's sake. But the point is, we made a conscious decision to just not discuss things like that. Yeah. It's not that we're ignoring. We both have very passionate beliefs about who we vote for and who we support, but we just don't bring it up. And we don't bring it up on the show. It's nobody's business but our own.
Yeah.
And why is that so hard? It's not that hard.
You know, look at the month or so you lived here. We had a great time.
Ha! John's referring to the fact that when I moved out of my old place, I had to have a month before my new place was ready, and he volunteered his guest room for me.
I mean, which is wonderful. You know, here's the thing. We don't have to be friends with everyone, right? But if you have a friendship, don't let differing opinions ruin that friendship if you have a real friendship.
The problem was he couldn't close the cabinets or drawers.
Oh, God, John, don't get me in on that.
Tammy's the first person ever brought up that weirdness about me. I've been working on that. For whatever reason, I keep doors open, cabinet doors and dry. I don't know why. It's just a thing. And by the way, my entire family does. I found that out recently. Anyway, the point is this. Many of us are very tense, very stressed, maybe even angry at what might happen today, what could happen today, what you're afraid of is going to happen today or later on in the next couple of weeks, months. Maybe instead of all that stress and anxiety and anger, we're just pumping the brakes and thinking about, listen, I don't agree with this person at all on some things. And that's okay, because last time I checked, that's kind of how this country was founded.
Right. Can you imagine how absolutely, utterly boring this world would be?
No.
If everyone thought, said, did the exact same thing. Yawn.
Right.
Come on.
Exactly.
Glad that you came on to talk about this today. So thanks for being my friend, man.
Always will be.